Thank you all so much again for tuning in this Sunday. I hope you all have had a phenomenal week so far. I've missed you guys, y'all. Seriously, it has been way too long. I'm so happy and excited that we are back together again. And I'm just ready to get into it today, you guys. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. What I wanted us to kind of get into today is just the feeling of being free and what it's like to truly feel free and how we even get there, what that feeling is, why it's so important, and just like what it can give to us too, you know? I feel like just especially as we get older and even just like within this stage of our lives, just being in your 20s especially, that's just where I'm in right now, there's just so much change. I feel like there's also a lot of pressure that can be had a lot of the times, and there's a lot of uncertainty too, you know? And with those three things, it can really cause you to tense up. At least for me, like, I have to be so self-aware of especially my body tensing up, because I'm like the type where, like, if my mind starts to freak out, I can kind of calm myself down by just telling myself and trying to remind myself that, one, we're going to get through it. Two, we are going to handle our business like always, because we always find a way. And three, we are going to gain something from it regardless. So I feel like having those three things to kind of clinch onto with my mind really helps me stay balanced and stay just at pace. But where I really, really can get super tense is my body. Like, I'm the type where if I get stressed or whenever I have like a lot of things going on in my life where my arm's just being pulled like a million directions, my body just gets so freaking tight and tense, right? Like, my shoulder sometimes will be like literally up to my ears. And then as soon as I realize, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, but it's like, there's no telling how long I've been walking around town with my shoulders like this, right? Just because it's like, as much as I can try to ease and calm my mind down, my body is still going to carry that weight, you know? So that's just where I've been really trying to just be more aware and really try to find ways that I can just feel free and just really let my body go in ways that feel good for me too. Because for those of you all who don't know, just think about what I have going on right now, because I really want to start just being more transparent with you guys on this podcast too, and really just start to come out of my shell and really show my personality with you guys a little bit more too. So I'm excited with that, but kind of just like personal life right now. Like, I am the podcast host and creator for Simply You. I also train and give lessons to over 40 girls now, which is amazing. They are like my pride and joy. They are honestly just all so badasses. And it's just, that's something that I have really been loving too, just within this journey, especially just coming out of sports. I feel like it's really hard to figure out your next step after sports too. And it really took me a long time to even get to the point where I could even give lessons again, which is crazy to think about. But it was like, once my time with volleyball was up, it was like my heart was broken, you know? And it took me a couple months to literally even let myself like the game again and let myself be around the game again, let alone teach the game, you know? So that's why truly giving lessons is something that I cherish every second that I can do that, because I just feel like I have gotten what I wanted to get out of the game that I played, you know? Like, I was able to get my schooling done. I was able to get my master's on top of that. I was able to travel the world. I was able to see so much. I was able to meet so many great people. I was able to network and just gain so many life lessons and learn so much about myself that it's like, now that I am finally outside of sports, it's like now I can just try to pass on what I learned and my passion for the game into these young girls. And it is truly has just been so amazing too, because the conversations that we have really are just all built around confidence and just how to build the mind and your mentality behind the game. And I mean, guys, like, these girls are so freaking young too, and it's just crazy to me seeing the conversations that we are now starting to have at such an early age. And it, like, that to me is what makes it so worth it, because I mean, we have 10 11 12 year olds who are coming up and asking me ways that they can become more confident and ways that they can be more sure in themselves. And just like, it's just like, I just love seeing the younger generation's mind start to ask those sort of questions. You know, I just think it's so easy to fall down the rabbit hole of asking the questions that are more centered around self-doubt than around trying to build confidence. And I mean, like, I even think back in how I was at their age, and that's what's crazy and literally makes it so exciting, because my confidence at their age was like zero. Like, I don't even think that I truly gained my confidence probably till about my 16, 17s year in Kiva. Not 16s actually. 16s was a very much growing year. If you know, you know at Kiva. But no, I would definitely say probably 17s was like the turning point for me. So just to see these girls start to ask these questions and want to tap into this confidence literally at 10, 11, 12 years old, I'm like, that's like, if there was one thing that I could ever possibly do and give and pour into this world, it would be confidence. Like, because confidence can literally make or break anything that you do. Like, you can be the most underqualified, you can be the most, you can be the youngest, you can be the most underqualified, you don't have to sound the best, you don't have to look the best, but if you come in with confidence, your entire demeanor and your energy and your aura that you're going to bring is going to surpass all of the rest of the stuff, right? And that's where I feel like if we can just start to give each other more confidence and really start to support each other whenever we do see people have confidence, it's going to make all of us so much better too, because that's where I feel like we can also start to figure too that confidence is contagious, you guys. Like, confidence is contagious. And it's not something that we have to be jealous of or be intimidated by. If we can just learn to tap into each other's confidence, just imagine a room just full of beautiful, confident people and women, like, oh my gosh, and who are just supportive of each other, who's just open and free, you know? Like, that is where confidence can bring you so much, and it can really, truthfully just change every single experience and every single opportunity that comes your way. That being said though, sorry, I just got so off topic, but okay, oh my God, back about my personal life. So I am the host and creator of Simply You. I also train girls in volleyball, which, I mean, you all now know I absolutely adore. And on top of that, I'm also in sales as well. So I'm like constantly on the go, on the road, meeting up with some clients. And then with that as well, I have my bestest friends. They're basically like my sisters at this point, and they are my ride or dies. I have my family as well. So, and then on top of that, just trying to give back to myself as well and trying to make sure that I prioritize time to slow down with myself, to make sure that I am taking care of my body, that I am taking care of my nutrition, that I'm taking care of just pouring back into my cup and really just taking time just to sit with myself. You know, that's something that I think since I've really been trying to prioritize feeling free, I've realized how much of feeling free comes with having to slow down. You know, I tried to live a life where it was just a constant go, 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 which, okay, actually, now that I say that, my life is still like that, because I'm literally still go, 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 go constantly. Literally from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at night, I'm always fucking doing something. But I think it's more so not necessarily stressing about what I have to do next, because that's where I feel like the tenseness came, whereas just kind of letting it flow and just like letting the day happen. You know, like, I would always just find myself and feel myself, most importantly, trying to control the day, trying to control my exact schedule, trying to control literally every single second of my day up until the time that I went to bed. And it was like, if one thing slightly altered, I would feel myself like internally just start to freak the fuck out and just get so tense and so just like anxious and stressed. And I just like, I cannot stand whenever my body does not feel free, you know? But I think that why it was also starting to affect me to the point where I wanted to start prioritizing as well was that I started to realize how quickly my body started to tense up, you know? Like, it could be the smallest little change that could happen throughout my day, and I could feel my stomach instantly go into a knot, and I could feel my body and my shoulders instantly start to tense up, or me start to fidget with my nails, or me start to twirl my hair, you know? Like, it was just like all of these small little anxious tics that I had, I, for so long, just let them be without really realizing what they were coming from, you know? So whenever I finally started to be like, you know what, like, I want my body to feel free. Like, I don't want to feel fucking tense all the time. Like, I, especially, I think it's hard because I always try my best to walk into the situation, the meeting, whatever I have to do that day. I always try to walk into it with an intent. You know, I think that walking in into any setting that you're going into with an intent behind what you're doing, you are going to learn something and you are going to succeed no matter what. You know, that's where I feel like a lot of us are right there, but we don't take that extra step is because we get there. You know, it's like we get the opportunity, we get the chance, we get the meeting, we get the opportunity. And then it's like the prep before we actually go into it, we don't set that initial intention behind what your goal is, behind what energy that you want to tap into, you know, like what you want to get out of it, what you want to learn. You know, it's starting to ask yourself those questions before going into literally anything, any situation, any task that you have that day. One, I think it's going to make you feel a lot more fulfilled. Two, I think it's going to allow you to gain so much from what you are handling and going through right now. And three, I think it's going to just make you feel a lot more level-headed too, you know? I'm the type of person where I overthink like a motherfucker. Like, I just constantly think and analyze and just try to think about how I can change stuff and how I can evolve and learn and grow. And it's just like nonstop. We're just constantly thinking about what I have to do, you know? It's like as soon as I finish my checklist and my to-do list, I'm instantly thinking about what next that I can do and add to that, you know? It's just like a constant revolving cycle. And again, I just felt like there was no time just to slow down and breathe and just let it happen. You know, that's where I just found myself trying to control so much of what has been happening in my life. And I feel like I'm finally to a point where, truthfully, I'm just exhausted. I'm like, I've just realized that trying to control what is going to happen in my life or how things are going to turn out, like even within this podcast, you know, I think I want to see it succeed so bad, and I want to create this community where we can all feel heard, where we can all feel seen, and where we can all support each other and build confidence together and really just support each other, you know, because this life is hard. This life is exhausting. This life is going to hit you with things that you did not ask for. And the last thing that we need is people to make it harder, you know? So that's where I just want to make this community the strongest, the most reliable, the most real and loyal and supportive and confident group of people that we can. But with that, the journey has not been easy, obviously, and it's obviously not where I want it to be at all. But I just have found myself trying to control the progress and the success that this podcast is receiving, and even, you know, like within my sales, and even within giving lessons, and even in my personal life too, within my relationships. You know, I just find myself trying to control so much of every little detail that happens, because I think that trying to control each and everything is gonna dictate the outcome. Whereas, like, that's where I've been starting to realize, like, the outcome is already decided. The future is already there. That's where, like, time is linear, and I just have to remind myself sometimes that the future is already set. Like, the version of myself that I know I'm going to get at, it's like the version of myself that I see in my head that I'm striving, that I'm trying to go after every single day, she already exists, you know? So that's where I've really been trying to take out the question of if it's gonna happen and replace that question of when it's gonna happen. And I'm not kidding you guys, making that small little adjustment has completely changed the trajectory of how I feel, of how I'm going into meetings, of how I'm going into situations, of conversations, of decisions that I have to make, you know, of my relationships. I think it also can just take away so much of that pressure that I think we can all put on ourselves so easily. But that's what we just have to realize, guys, is that there are so many things that are just out of our control. I think that, yes, find your purpose, find your goal, find your vision, and hold on to that for the rest of your life. But what I'm learning throughout this process is we don't have to try to control how we get there. You know, what we have to do is trust that we are going to get there, trust that we are going to live out that purpose, that we are going to live out a life with intent that is going to be able to make that change that you want to see. But we cannot question how it's going to happen. We cannot question if it is going to happen, because whenever we do that, we are just getting in the way of the universe. And we've got to just let the universe just bring what we deserve and what we are meant for, you guys. And that's where, too, I've just been realizing, you guys, is that literally the best way to feel free and to be free is literally just to let go and slow down, you know? Because the more that we try to speed things up, the more tense that you're going to feel, the more anxious that you're going to feel, the more, honestly, that you're probably going to get in the way of what is already yours because you're just not letting it come to you, you know? At least for me, I have always heard, you know, like, just let things come, you know? Like, just tap into the energy and then just let it come to you, you know? Like, don't try to force it. It's like, with that always kind of confused me, because then I was like, well, if I don't take any action, then how can it come to me, you know? Because if I stay in the same exact position that I'm in, if I don't make any sort of change and just let it come, how the hell is it gonna come, you know? But that's where I've been starting to realize that whenever people say, you know, like, don't try to force things, you know, like, just let go and let it come, that's where I'm really starting to realize that it's not necessarily about not taking that action. It's not questioning the action that you're taking. And that has been one of the biggest things that has changed how I've been feeling whenever I'm doing the things I need to be doing, you know? And honestly, like, the outcome of what I've been doing has been a lot better too, because I've been going in there a lot more relaxed. I've been going in there a lot more confident. I've been able to slow down and be able to articulate how I feel a lot better, because I think that that's also where, if you don't feel free and if you feel super tense, especially if your body feels tense, it's going to be so hard to be able to articulate how your body actually feels and how your mind is feeling and how and just what you're going through, because you can't slow down to even digest it, you know? You can't even slow down to hear your own thoughts. And that was one of the biggest things I realized, is that I would find myself literally finishing out my day, laying down, and there would still be just so much noise inside my head, and I just could not, for the life of me, figure out how to just silence that noise, you know? And it's not that it was bad noise, you know, but it was just noise, and I was just like, for fuck's sake, I just want to turn my fucking mind off and just let go for a second and just be, you know? Literally just be. Because, like, it just got to a point where I would, you know, finish out my day, literally from 6:30 to 10 p.m., finish out my day. And then as soon as I would lay down, I would think about, what can I do tomorrow to reach my goal quicker? You know, like what could I do tomorrow to ensure that I'm staying on track, to ensure that I will be successful, to ensure that I'm going to be taking care of myself, to ensure that I can become the best person that I can. But it was like, it was honestly just exhausting. Like, I was exhausting myself because I was trying to force the outcome of every single situation that I would go into, you know? And it just became so exhausting, and it got to a point where I would literally lay down and I wouldn't even want to think about the next day. Like, I would just want to be present in that moment. I would just want to be present, just lay, just, you know, turn on a good show, read a book, turn on some meditation, or just fucking close my eyes and just be for a second and just not think, you know? That was the biggest thing, was I did not want to fucking think anymore. And I realized that in order for me to let go of my mind, again, I had to come to terms with accepting the fact that I don't have control over the outcome of my life. I don't have control over how it's going to look like, over what, I don't have control over what it's going to look like. I don't have control over what my success is going to be. If I don't have control over when this podcast is going to be successful. But what I do have control over is, again, the intent that I put in behind my work. And that's where I've really been trying to focus on the intention behind what I'm doing rather than the outcome from what I'm doing. And it's really just taken away a lot of that stress and pressure. But I think with being free, especially just with our body, I don't know. And honestly, it is so freaking fun too, because whenever you start just to trust what you're doing and trust that the outcome is already done, that you are going to get what you're worth because you are putting in the work, because you are putting in the intent behind it. And if you do those things and just continue to work on building up your confidence, building up your self-worth, building your relationships, guys, there's nothing that you will miss that is going to be for you, okay? Seriously, you cannot miss what is for you, especially if you are doing all of those things. And I don't know. I just think that whenever you work so hard, like, life cannot be about just work, 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 you know? Whatever your work may look like, it cannot be just work, work, work. There has got to be some play in there too. And I think that honestly, you can have play in between those small moments while you're working. But again, you have to be able to be fluid. You have to trust that what you're doing is gonna get you to where you want to be. And with that, just have fun with it, you know? Because the more fun that you can have with what you're doing, the more that you're gonna be free, the more that you're gonna be relaxed. And whenever you get into that flow state, whenever you feel free and just, you aren't even thinking about what you're doing, you're just doing it, that is whenever, one, you're doing exactly what you're meant to be doing at that moment. Two, you cannot mess up anything in that moment. Like, it's just, that's just, I don't know. I think we all can exhaust ourselves so much by trying to control so much in this life. And if we really just slow down and start to dance, you know, like, that's something that I've really been trying to prioritize, is just having more fun, you guys. Literally just having so much more fun in my life. Because, I mean, like, it got to a point where I'll be, like, talking to people and they'll be like, you look young, but the way you, like, sound and speak, you sound like you're, like, in, like, your 30s. I'm like, oh my God. And, like, it's gotten to the point where, like, my mom's even like, please start to act your age. Like, please go out, have fun, go make some mistakes, like, go do this and that. And I'm like, okay, Mom, like, I will. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like whenever you start to get into the flow of work and you have that, and it's like you have that passion, you have that motivation beneath you, don't let that go. But with that, just know that there can be a balance. So, you know, like, there can be that work, but there can be that play too. And that's why I absolutely love the quote, work hard, play hard. Because if you really think about it, like, there's, like, we are not meant to live life just working our asses off and not having any play as well. You know, and that goes for whatever work you're doing, because you can absolutely love, love, love your work. You know, like, I love my podcast. I love training my girls. I love going on meetings. I love connecting with people. But with that, it gets fucking tiring, you know? It gets tiring. But that does not mean that I do not enjoy what I'm doing. It just means that I'm starting to empty my tank, because it's been all work and no play. And whenever I start to feel my tank start to get empty and my fuel starting to run low, that's whenever I'll start to either prioritize a self-care night, or I will reach out to my friends and we'll do something, or I'll have, like, a girl's date with my mom or something like that. And but that's just where I think, one, being able to know what fills your cup, being able to know what makes you feel free, is so important. Because whenever you do get into those situations or into those loops where you feel your body starting to get tense or tight, or you just feel like you've just been working, working, working and having no play, that's whenever, if you know what can get you and feel free, bam, start to put that into action, you know? Because that's where too, like, I just realized I was putting so much intent behind my work, and I wasn't really putting much intent and priority into the play, into the feeling free. And I'm like, guys, like, we're meant to have fun. Like, we are literally meant to have fun. We are meant to feel free. We are meant to feel loose. And literally every single thing that we do, you know, like, yes, it's good to feel uncomfortable. Yes, it's good to get up. Yes, it's good to work hard and have to work through hard things and adversity. But I think with that too, though, like, there has to be moments in your life where you're not thinking and you're just doing, where you're just out dancing, even if it's raining, you know, like, it does not always have to be a sunny day. That's where I've just been trying to find small cues and ways throughout my day-to-day life to feel free, because if you could do that, it is going to make your routine and your days feel so much more fluid, you know? And that's where just finding those small cues, those small things that you can do throughout your day-to-day to make you feel free, to make you feel loose, you know? Like, for example, so, like, on my way home, like, I will roll down my window, I'll blast my music, and I'll just throw my arm out of the car, stick my head back, feel the wind throughout my hair, and just feel it, you know? And it's just like, in that moment, I forget about all the work that I've done. I forget about all of the work that I had to do. I forget about literally everything that is going on in this world, and I am completely present. And I mean, that moment feels timeless, you know? But it's like, it seems so small because it's literally just rolling down your window, throwing out your arm, and just feeling the air. But it's like, those small things make me feel so free, you know? Or, you know, it's playing music in the shower, or playing music while I'm getting ready or cooking, and, you know, just like dancing a little. It's just like stuff like that I think can be so fun. Or, you know, going on a walk and saying hi to the people that I'm passing. It's just small little things like that that really can just change the trajectory of how you feel throughout your day. Because I think especially whenever you have a set routine and, you know, you have your priorities in mind, you have your responsibilities in check, I think life can start to feel really simple, and life can start to feel not necessarily mellow, but it can just feel the same. It can feel kind of mundane, kind of, you know, boring at times. That's life, you guys. Like, life is not always going to feel like the highest of highs, but if you can just maintain a steady state and find freeness throughout the tenseness, like, you're set. You're set, you're set, you're set. And I think too, feeling free, it's gonna feel different every single moment that we have too, which I think is really cool. To reach the point of feeling free, you have to prioritize slowing down, because you cannot feel free unless you slow down. Because feeling free is literally the epitome of being present. And how do you be present? You slow down. You realize where your feet are at. You start to ground your mind. You start to ground your body. You start to ground your feelings. And just realize that you are exactly where you're meant to be. If we can all start to tap into feeling free, it's gonna make this world so much better too, because there's just so much division and hardship and tension that is going on throughout this world. And I think that the more that we can try to tap into feeling free and start to give that to each other and start to just embrace being open and embrace being free, rather than embracing being cruel and harsh and tense all the time too, like, life's just gonna be more fun, you know? And I think just especially in a time where division is at an all-time high right now, I think that if we can all learn to be open, be free, and just let go just a little bit, one, we're probably gonna start to see eye to eye a little bit more, a little bit quicker. Two, we're gonna start to actually maybe implement the right change. And three, there's gonna be a whole lot more kindness going around too, because the more that you can slow down, the more that you're just gonna see things, and the more that you take time to see things, you can see things for what they are, you can see things for what they could be, you can also see things from the other person's point of view. And once you can do those things, guys, it can just open up a whole new world and perspective. And that's just where I think that it's not even about, I think, challenging each other. I think it's more so just inviting each other into each other's worlds in a way that's open and in a way that's inviting, supportive, that we can all just start to slowly but surely create a world that is free, that is uplifting, that is supportive throughout every single circumstance, throughout every single hardship. That's beauty right there. That's strength. That's confidence. And that is the type of community, that is the type of world that I would want to live in. So I just think that the best thing that we can do for yourself, for each other, for this world is really just to find those small little cues throughout your day to feel free, you know? Don't rely on something else or someone else to make you feel free. Take that action, take that step for yourself, you know? And don't worry if it seems silly. Don't worry if it seems weird or if it seems crazy, you know? Like, if you think that it's gonna make you feel free, fucking do it, you know? That's where too, like, don't let the fear of people judging you hold you back from feeling free, because I promise you, you're probably gonna get judged. Let me tell you that much. You're probably gonna get judged. People are gonna talk regardless. People are going to judge regardless, but that's where we have to realize that if we just start to tap into feeling free and just doing things that allow us to be present and allow us to feel just good and open, yeah, those people might judge because it's probably gonna look different than what they've seen before. They're probably gonna talk because you're doing something that not a lot of people in this world are doing, you know? But I promise you, once they see how good of a life you're living, once they see how happy you are and how just unbothered you are by just those small little changes that can happen throughout this life, I promise y'all, they are gonna eventually follow. And that's where we have to realize that, yeah, and that's where we have to realize too that, like, yes, people might talk in the beginning, people might say this and that, but do not let that change how you feel. Do not let that change what you're doing. If you just stick to who you are and what you're doing and what you want to feel, and just stick to having intent behind every single thing that you do, it doesn't matter what they say, that intent is going to surpass every ounce of judgment that they can have. Hold on to it, baby. Stay strong and stay free. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. I hope you all enjoyed it. I'm so excited to get into it next week. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube and Spotify. Thank you all again for tuning in to Simply You. I'll see you all next week. And do not forget to be here, be real, be you. Thank you, guys.